T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You know how we usually do it, man. We're here. We're saying, man, you made it to Friday. Que rico. I don't like it. I love it. And we do love the fact that it's finally Friday, but it's more of a relief today in the sense of, like, we just kind of want to get through this week and be able to help each other out, pull ourselves up, especially our families in Ventura County and northern Los Angeles counties. You know, obviously, 2 nights ago, we had the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks. And now, right around that same area, we got these 2 huge fires that erupted yesterday. And we'll give you some more details in regards to that, especially the 101 freeway being closed. So we'll get you more details on that. My name is Zadiger. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
Hit us up on social media. We have tons of information on how you can help victims and their families in regards to the mass shooting at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, Tamara. Thank you for being with us. Hit us up on the phone lines at 877-971-HITS. You can call or text. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out, bro. We got the AMP Mini Mix coming your way at 7:15. So Highway 101 is closed both directions at Liberty Canyon Road. So initially, it was just closed southbound, but now it's been closed northbound as well. So that's an absolute disaster. But mandatory evacuations underway right now in Ventura and northern Los Angeles counties. So there's 2 fires, right? There's the Hill Fire that's kind of between Camarillo and Newberry Park. And then there's the Woolsey Fire, which is northwest of San Fernando Valley between Chatsworth and Simi Valley. Now, the thing that sucks about these fires is the fact that there's still, like, winds right now going on at, like, 40 to 50 miles an hour out in that area, which is definitely, like, a nightmare for firefighters. So
it's fuel for fire. It's more oxygen the faster the fire spreads.
Yeah, and those winds are going to maintain at that level till about 12 noon today. And it's going to be another fairly hot day. So definitely be careful. If you have family members living in those areas, or if you know of somebody living in those areas that may need a place to crash and stay at, please reach out to them. You know what I'm saying? Right now it's time to reach out to each other and help each other out and be able to be there for each other. You know, we have information on evacuation centers. And within the next couple of minutes, we'll go ahead and get all that information up on our social media so that you guys can see where you can go if you do need to evacuate your home and you need a center to chill at for today or however long it may take to make your home and your area safe in your neighborhood. All right, our social media is at 97.1 AMP Radio. Chelsea, you were telling me one of your friends is waiting to get the call to potentially get evacuated, right?
Yeah, she texted me at 3:30 a.m. this morning saying she's been up all night, and she said they're basically on standby for evacuation. So she's like, we have all of our stuff packed, and she's like, it's just, you know, they're terrified. They're scared. And so a bunch of their friends already have been evacuated, and her boyfriend's family lives over there, too.
It's like the Malibu Hills,
it's Agoura Hills area, yeah. And they've already been evacuated, so they're just kind of waiting right now, you know? And she was just saying, she's like, I don't even know what to pack. Like, it's like, you know, she's like, we don't know if we're going to come back and our house is going to be here still, or what's going to happen. You know?
I always feel like if you can in those areas, don't wait until they tell you to evacuate. If you have the luxury and the ability just to take off, just to throw all the important things in your car, the things that are non-replaceable. That's what I always look at when it's like, what do we take? Take the things that no matter what happens, you'll never be able to replace. You got those things that are, whether they're family heirlooms, take
pictures,
those.
Maybe,
your like computer, because you got to, if the worst case scenario happens, you got to rebuild your life and just go. Because I always feel like it's the people who wait so long, and some people don't have the luxury of leaving. But if you do, go now, because if everyone has to evacuate at the same time, those people who could have left just end up jamming up the roads.
Well, especially how fast these fires are moving, right, with the winds. You're going to see more road closures all around that area, so it's going to make it more difficult for people to try to evacuate if everybody's trying to evacuate at once, you know? So along 101, I know we have some friends in Hidden Hills, out in Westlake area, Calabasas, and so on and so forth. They're definitely going through a tough time this morning as well.
Well, and those roads, like, on a good day, there's traffic on those roads.
Yeah.
Those windy roads up in the hill. So, yeah, get out. I mean, if you can, go now. Go visit someone in, you know, Anaheim, San Diego, West Hollywood. I think we're good over here, but who knows?
It's crazy. A huge fire also erupted yesterday in Northern California, right around the Sacramento area. So it's nuts, man, during this windy season. The fact that, you know, we know it's November, but it doesn't get super cold yet. So it's still warm. The wind started going, and it's just not a very good scenario in regards to fire safety when it gets like this. So
we're always a fire hazard
in
terms
for
of
sure.
The hills, like just how dry they are.
So we'll keep you guys updated in regards to the fires, and also we'll let you know more info in regards to how to help the victims of the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks. For now, you can visit our social media. We have some information there at 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Sending our absolute best to Ventura County. It's really been going through. What a rough week for our families and friends in Ventura County. You know, not only did they have the mass shooting, but now being evacuated due to fire. So there's the Hill Fire, also the Woolsey Fire. Right now, guys, just FYI, Highway 101 has been closed both directions in Agora Hills, right around like Liberty Canyon Road. We're putting up as much information as we can up on our Twitter to inform you of the road closures, evacuation centers at 97.1 Amp Radio on Twitter, also on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. And we'll keep you updated as we find out more info. We just spoke to one of our listeners, Ari, who's trying to evacuate his mom. He's in Moore Park. And we're working with our sister station, KNX 1070 News, to be able to get in here and give us some more information in regards to routes to get out of those areas.
Yeah, it looks like right now on maps and traffic reports, it looks like the best route, if you can, is to take streets and get up to any of the highways on the north side of Thousand Oaks. And then if you're looking for hotels, get away from Ventura County.
Yeah.
Get in Burbank and east into the Inland Empire. I know it's a hell of a drive, but you're just going to need to get out of that area because there's so many people looking for hotels. So.
Absolutely. So we'll keep you updated if you need any help with anything. Listen, you can call or text us anytime, all right? It's 877-971-HITS, and with whatever's within our power, we will do our best to help you out, all right? Yes, it's the weekend. We want this week to go by as fast as possible just because of everything that's been going on. We're going to get into our weekend plans and expectations. Brian, you're flying out to Atlanta. You had just had your girlfriend fly in this last weekend, man. That was an awesome weekend.
Yeah.
What are you guys planning out there for this weekend?
You know, we don't have a plan. I think we're dog sitting. So
really?
Yeah, I think we have four dogs at the house right now. Of course, per usual, we always have too many dogs because we're that couple that always, we're dog people.
Yeah.
So we're the only, like every time someone goes out of town, they're like, this is the one that my friends just use. They're like, oh, we asked one of our friends were going to watch the dogs, but we decided Diesel and Stella want to see their brother and sister Leo and Moxie.
That's,
and I'm like, that's not
move.
True.
Yeah.
They're animals.
I know.
They didn't say that to you.
They that's whispered me. In our ears. They barked. They were like, oh, right. Okay, you want Brian and Jess to take care of you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So I don't have any plans. I know my girlfriend's working. It's just the way, you know, Thanksgiving, she's coming out here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, awesome.
And we're all like, my whole family's coming down from Washington and we're going to stay in Newport Beach. So it was kind of looking like if I didn't go out there this weekend, then I wouldn't see her for like a month. And that's not really acceptable in a long-term relationship. You got to put your effort in.
You got to put effort in relationships?
Yeah, that was a real bummer. You can't just... I'm like, we FaceTimed yesterday. That's good for like 4 days.
Yeah.
I responded to your text within 30 minutes. Come on, that's effort.
I'm in a little drama with my HOA. We'll get into that later in the show today. It's pretty funny how much my HOA hates me. And so we'll see. It could get weird because the HOA president lives next door to me. So
I wouldn't say drama, and we'll talk more in detail later about this, but you're at war with your HOA. We'll just leave it at that.
It's a good way to put it. I feel like I started a war, and I didn't think they were actually going to respond, and now they are. So, uh-oh.
Chels, what are you getting into this weekend?
I just have some plans with friends. I actually had a birthday party to go to tomorrow with my girlfriend, who was just evacuated, who lives in Agora Hills area. So not sure if that's going to be happening anymore, but I'm sure we'll end up getting together at some point doing some brunches. But yeah, I mean, I think just kind of laying low this week, you know. I feel like it's I leave next week to go back to Michigan for Thanksgiving.
That's
so kind of
awesome.
Just getting ready for that and getting all the things done and to get done, get organized and all that stuff.
Yo, Thanksgiving's coming up quick.
It's literally in like a week, you guys.
That is nuts. Yeah, next week and then we go into Thanksgiving
still,
week.
Yeah,
no, I know what you mean though. Like one more week and then we're into that. that week, you know?
I feel like just this week felt like everyone, like right now, it's been chaos the last 48 hours to 72 hours for a lot of people, and for you know, all our listeners and stuff, that I feel like a lot of people are just going to be able to, like, kind of, you know, just not have work to deal with, not have the commute to deal with, and just kind of like take a deep breath and just process.
Hit the reset button,
right?
Man.
Just process.
I know I can't wait for that. As you guys know, my mom's been battling with a blood disease for the last 3 years. She's been getting chemo off and on and so on and so forth. But last Friday, a week ago, her body shut down on her. She couldn't talk. She couldn't move. So she had an infection in her blood. We took her to the ER. She's been in ICU all last weekend. Finally moved to a regular room in the hospital. And she's been there all this week. And basically my days this week have been, you know, as soon as we get off the show, I jet on over to Riverside Community Hospital, and I'm there till 9 p.m. I've kind of taken the role of advocate.
I mean,
just being
there,
for
like,
her.
Yeah.
Just really, you know, talking to the doctors and nurses and make sure everybody's on the same page. And they've been awesome, and I'm super grateful. And right now the challenge we're going through with my mom is the fact that because of the chemo, her immune system is so low, right, that she needs. So the blood infection that she got has been basically handled, thank God. But now there's an infection that spread to her shoulder joint, right? And that could only be fixed through surgery. But her platelets are so low that the risk is way too high for to go to into surgery right now. And plus, she's 75 years of age. So they're working on getting her platelet levels really high to be able to take in her surgery, relieve that. And we believe, we have faith in God that once that happens, she'll be able to rest. Her left arm is completely swollen and complete pain right now, but she is so strong. And you know what's so crazy, man? We're sitting there yesterday, right? And we're around the bed and with her, and she's like reminding us, "Hey guys, don't forget, tomorrow," meaning today, November 9th, "is your dad's birthday."
Aww.
Her husband, right? My dad, Antonio. And so she's like, "What are we going to do for his birthday?
What are we going to do?
Like, make sure you guys don't forget. I know I'm here in bed, but let's not forget. It's his birthday. We need to celebrate him. He's going to be 76. And I'm just like, "You serious? Like, you're going through this right now, and you're still, you know what I'm saying, trying to gather the family, being together." And
considerate human being.
I just love her spirit. I love her fight. I love her strength. And she's such a strong Latina. And I'm just so inspired by her. And yesterday, bedside with her, I get a call from Janet, my wife, and she's like, "Babe, I'm handling it, but Ariela had her first accident. My daughter, who's going to be 2 years old, she fell forward, didn't see a step, and just busted her mouth open. Her teeth got shifted in a little bit." Oof. And we're going down to urgent care to make sure she's okay, you know, and it was just like, I'm sitting there bedside with my mom. And I'm like, really? Really? But then, you know what? You got to immediately think what you're grateful for right away. You know what? We're united. I'm here to be with my mom. My wife is handling my daughter, even though she's pregnant and going through this. Her good friend Latrice was there to help her out. So still, amongst all this chaos and whatnot, there are things we can find that we're grateful for and that we're united and we're here for each other. So thank you to our listeners. We've been receiving tons of messages of love on Instagram. And thank you to the entire team here on the show. You guys have backed me up tremendously. So thank you, guys. And I know a lot of us are going through a lot right now. But you know what? As long as we stay together and we keep faith, and as long as we're still breathing, there's hope for better days. And we're going to make it through this. All right? Love you guys.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Just FYI, due to the two fires that have erupted in the Ventura County area and also Northern Los Angeles area, Highway 101 has been closed both directions in Agora Hills. Also, evacuations for the Hill Fire between Camarillo and Newberry Park are in full effect right now. And evacuations for the Woolsey Fire, which is like northwest of San Fernando Valley between Chatsworth and Simi Valley, are also in effect right now. If you are looking for an evacuation center, we have that information up on our Instagram stories, also on our Twitter at 97.1 Amp Radio. And Brian, you brought it up earlier, but if you're sitting there thinking, "Hey, you know, I'm just going to wait it out. It's not mandatory around my area yet. I think things are going to get better." Bottom line, they're not going to get better. Right. They're going to get worse. And I'll tell you why. There are 40 to 50 mile an hour winds going down right now in those areas. And those winds are only going to get stronger. And they're going to be around through about 12 to 1 p.m. today. So if you can get out now, please do it safely, especially with all these road closures.
I mean, with the way that roads are closing, some 118 has some closures now, the 23, the 101, all that area around Thousand Oaks, Simi Valley, Moore Park. I mean, really, your best bet is to get as far away, to go as far north as you can, maybe on the 126 up through Santa Clarita and come down. It's rush hour. There's going to be traffic.
Yeah.
But really, you're also going to have better luck finding hotels. I know we've talked with listeners who had problems finding hotels in the area. So, yeah. Yeah, don't wait till people tell you to evacuate. You know, you're going to be stuck in traffic. If you can, if you have the means to do it, and you're in an area that is going to be evacuated or could potentially, just do everyone in your community a favor and do it early. Get, you know, clear those roads out for when the people who can't evacuate have to.
Absolutely. So once again, if you need anything from us, our number is 877-971-HITS. Info on evacuation centers are up on our Instagram and Twitter at 97.1 AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So Ariana Grande has offered her advice on choosing the perfect engagement ring.
Okay.
And she did it in a pretty savage way. So basically, a style Instagram page posted a picture of engagement rings with the caption, 13 tips and tricks for finding the perfect engagement ring. Mm. To which Ari randomly responded with one word, don't.
Wow, man.
So, listen, you can't just poop on it, poop emoji on it.
Right.
Because other people are excited about engagements and maybe things are going well for them. You know?
I'm just tired of Ariana Grande. I need a break from her. You know what I mean? Like, she's the one who blasted Pete for, like, oh, look who's trying to stay relevant. And that's all she's doing is just being petty and just trying to stay, doing the, like, she just, like, she didn't want him to hijack the fact that he could get fame from her marriage. Maybe it's just where I'm at this week by this point in time. I'm just, like, tired of the pettiness.
Yeah.
Get off Twitter. There's more important things in life to deal with than your little, like, your little, don't get me. Don't get engaged. Shut up.
Well, I think that's the thing is she's used to living everything, every part of her personal life on social media. Right. So she continues to do it. And it's kind of like the stuff that you just say to your friends, you know? But it's like she says it to everyone.
100 million
fans,
people. Just need a break.
Exactly. So, okay, I don't know if you guys are like me, but it's right around this time when I start busting out all my Christmas movies to get in the holiday
spirit.
Like
smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Oh,
and Elf.
Well, you're that
such
person.
A funny.
At least you waited until November 9th to do it.
Hey, we have 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. This is prime time.
And I'm just saying, you're not the person who, like, November 1st is like, guys, Christmas.
Well, I wait till mid.
See, I'm saying
mid-November.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was fair.
So, well, Elf obviously is one of those movies that's kind of on the top of that list. So, get this though. I thought this was pretty cool. A diner in Chicago is serving up Buddy the Elf's special breakfast spaghetti sundae. In honor of the film.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it spaghetti?
You sit on a throne of lies.
Isn't it what?
You don't smell like Santa.
Is this spaghetti and syrup?
So, no, Brian. Oh, what? Let me tell you what is in that spaghetti. So, it is cooked spaghetti topped with marshmallows, s'mores, Pop-Tarts, M&M's, Oreos, Fruity Pebbles, and coconut, and topped with strawberry sauce, raspberry sauce, chocolate sauce, and then maple syrup.
Get that coconut out of there.
Wow. So basically, it also serves as a cleanse.
No
just FYI, it's going to help
you
y'all.
Would you consider that a cleanse?
Oh,
it's
trust
going
me.
Straight through you, man. There's no way your body would have that, and someone would be like, this is not food.
Your body's going to give you the middle finger if you eat that, for sure.
There's a reason why no place in LA is serving that, because it is not gluten-free or
free
vegan.
I want free-range spaghetti.
The meatballs aren't free-range.
Yeah, but if you do decide to go to Chicago and you want to get this breakfast spaghetti sundae, it will cost you $15.
Oh, that's it?
For
that's
that Instagram post. So
that's
there cool. you have it. And just also a side note, Elf turns 15 years old this year,
that's
which
wild.
Is crazy, which makes me feel really old.
That's wild.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
7:09 right now. And listen, SoCal, you've shown it over and over again. What an amazing heart you have. Anytime any of our region gets hit with a tragedy, whether it be a fire, whether it be a shooting, anything, earthquake situation, you respond like no other community. So thank you for being there. And we have two ways that you can help out the people that have been affected by the borderline shooting in Thousand Oaks. First and foremost is donating blood.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, when you get that influx of injured people going in and they're bleeding, they're needing blood, they're needing platelets, they need it all. And by you donating blood right now, not only could you help those that are affected from this shooting, but if we all go donate blood right now, it prepares our other communities because we don't know what could come next.
Well, they got to replenish the supplies.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
One way to find out, I know right now they had blood donation centers in Moore Park up in Thousand Oaks. Do not go there today. They're evacuating. So
Doing the fires. Yeah,
mm-hmm. You donate blood in your communities. Go to redcrossblood.org. All you got to do, doesn't matter where you are in the country, you type in your zip code. It will tell you all the blood donation centers. It will set you up appointments. It's very, very easy.
Donating blood one time, you save three lives, you know, like it goes such a long way, and it takes 15 minutes to do, you know, depending, but it's so worth it. You know, I just made an appointment for Monday, so.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys. What's the website again, Brian?
Redcrossblood.org. It'll take you right to the page where literally you type in your zip code and it will tell you, gives you options.
Yeah,
it'll
like
give you options
of
all over, all over the community where, so you don't have to go across town.
So this is what we're going to do. We're also going to get that website up on our Instagram stories, to where you just need to swipe up and it'll take you to that link. All right. And on Twitter at 97.1 Amp Radio. That way it's easy for you to do. You know, bring your friends. Do it as a community. Mm-hmm. Your family. Yo, let's all go and support, you know?
You can race.
Yeah.
So you can fill up that bag faster.
Let's go. Also, familia, I want to tell you this. Another way to help, obviously, is by donating money. And we have also posted this link on our Instagram stories and Twitter at 97.1 Amp Radio. It's at vccf.org/donate/make a donation. I know it's long. That's why I'm sending you to our social media. But the fund has been set up by the Ventura County Community Foundation, and they're coordinating with the city of Thousand Oaks to be able to get this fund up and going. It's super legit and going to help those that have been affected by the shooting. Okay. So once again, visit our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio on Twitter and Instagram stories. Swipe up. It'll take you right to the link.
I know it's interesting about, you know, when you have a crisis like the borderline shooting, you know, we're all on the air yesterday with you finding out things that are happening while they're happening. And we're trying to relay what we can the best we can. We're a supportive unit. We want you to call here, tell us how you feel. Yeah. You know, we're here for now. Yesterday was about crisis control and crisis management, and today is all about support and learning how to prevent these things and coming together as a community to remind ourselves that we're strong, that these things, when a crisis happens, we come together, we get stronger from it. I know, man, I was getting hit up yesterday about how are we going to prevent this? How are we going to prevent this? There's no one answer. Be angry, be upset, be motivated, and also be compassionate to those people right now who are hurting. Yeah. And there's a lot of people in Southern California who are hurting because of how big that incident was yesterday.
Later on in the 7 a.m. hour, we're actually going to be talking to one of our listeners. Her name is Paige. Absolutely amazing. She's actually a survivor of the Route 91 shooting that happened in Vegas about a year ago, roughly. And she's also from the Thousand Oaks area. And wait till you hear the words of encouragement that she gave us and those that were listening towards the end of our show. It was so amazing and so inspiring because she's been through something like this and survived that we're going to play it for you again coming up around 7:45 this morning. So don't miss out on that. Those words of encouragement and hope are absolutely amazing. All right. But last but not least, information in regards to how to help on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, Instagram stories and Twitter. Love you guys and thank you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I think we all know what it's like to have student loans.
Still.
It's
I still have them.
Yeah. It's like being haunted by your ex for life.
Yeah,
the crazy one.
I look at sometimes my bank statement and I'm like, oh man, I'm still paying that. Shoot.
I have like dreams about days. Like, what am I going to do the day I finally pay it off? Like,
Vegas!
What's that party going to be?
We're going to Vegas.
Freedom. Well, listen, we know that college can be very expensive and we want to help you out in that situation because we're partnering up with Cash for College, and they're throwing an amazing college fair and convention tomorrow here in LA and giving out close to $20,000 in scholarships. And to tell us more about it, we got our good friend Paola Santana from Cash for College with us. Paola, good morning.
Good morning.
First and foremost, thank you so much for doing events like this. This is absolutely awesome for our community, and thank you for inviting us to be a part of it. We'll see you out there tomorrow. Please let us know, what can our families expect tomorrow? Where is it located? Who can all come?
So tomorrow we are hosting our 17th annual College and Career Convention at Los Angeles Trade Tech College. So Trade Tech is located at 400 West Washington Boulevard in Los Angeles. And we are going to have some amazing programming to let young adults know that their college dreams can be a reality. We'll be giving them information about how to apply for financial aid that's available from the state and from the federal government. We'll be giving them information on all of the careers that are going to be in demand in Los Angeles over the next decade or so they can plan to be successful and they can access all the help they need in order to go to college.
That stuff is so huge. I remember when I was trying to get federal aid to go to graduate school in Massachusetts, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I knew nothing. I just kind of stumbled my way through it.
You know, being an immigrant myself, my parents were always all about, hey, go to college, mijo. Maybe study computers or something because it's good for you.
Yeah.
You know, like they were always very encouraging and all that, but they didn't understand the system mm-hmm. here in the United States of what the financial aid system is. How do you apply to college and right. so on and so forth? And thanks to programs like yourself and Avid, I was able to learn all that. And we all went to college here in studio, Brian, Chelsea, and myself. So I'm so happy that you guys are helping out our community in this way and educating and also giving out money. Paola, go ahead and break it down.
Come on down to LA Trade Tech tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. You'll be able to take advantage of all our programming that's led by experts from different colleges and universities, but you'll also be able to enter to win a $1,000 scholarship. So we will have a drawing that's live and in person. So just for coming to the event, you can get started on your college savings. You might win one of the $1,000 scholerships.
Did you guys hear that? Literally raffling off scholarships just for you showing up.
And
tomorrow.
It's at 10 a.m. It's not even too early. I heard that part. I was like, well, 7 a.m. I'm out. 10, I can make 10.
Is it worth $1,000?
I'm going back to school, guys. Yeah. See you later.
Thank you, Paola. Is there a website people can go to for further information?
Yes, lacashforcollege.org.
LACashforcollege.org. We'll see you there tomorrow, familia. It's going to be at 10 a.m. at the Los Angeles Trade Technical College. Thank you, Paola.
Thank you all.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So a lot has hit our community within the last 48 hours, especially Ventura County. Obviously, today we have the fires, evacuations for the Hill Fire between Camarillo and also Newberry Park. Then you have the Woolsey Fire, which is northwest of San Fernando Valley between Chatsworth and Simi Valley. Just added to the list, Malibu now being evacuated on PCH. And just in, guys, a brush fire is now burning on the hillside behind the LA Zoo.
Jeez, man.
Can't get a break.
And these winds are not helping, right? Mm-hmm. So 40, 50 mile an hour winds that are blowing till about 12 to 1 p.m. today. Definitely not helping this situation. So please be very careful. Obviously, tons of road closures all around those areas. We have information about evacuation centers that you can go to. They're all up on our social media right now at 97.1 Amp Radio, Instagram, and Twitter.
I mean, that's kind of what we are trying to do is just get what we get. Any information we get, guys, we try to give out to you guys. We also just provide a place for you guys to, I don't know, vent. Just, I guess we're trying to heal. But it's so difficult because of all the stress still happening in Ventura County. The fires, the mass shooting that is affecting, the mass shooting affects everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, we talked about this when we first walked in the studio yesterday, knowing that our day was going to be wildly different in this studio. And for everyone out in the community, that there were people just waking up who didn't even know their lives had changed or their friends' lives had changed.
Parents, not knowing that their lives
friends of people all over Southern California. Like, yeah. And we don't want to be dealing with this anymore, but it's not our choice. We have to come together.
It's weird being on the radio too, because I feel like there's nothing we can say that's going to make anything better, you know? And all we can do is kind of like open up the phone lines and have people call in and just know that you can talk about it and that we are here for you and we are here to talk about how we're feeling, because I think it's confusing, you know?
Yeah. And in a sense, it's like therapy and just venting together and saying that we're in this together. You know, we don't know all the answers at all. We're there with you and in this situation. But speaking about words, they are powerful and they can give hope and they can give encouragement. And yesterday, towards the end of the show, we had one of our listeners. Her name is Paige. She called in, and she's actually a survivor of the Route 91 mass shooting that happened in Las Vegas a little bit over a year ago. And the words of hope and encouragement that she gave us and the people that were listening towards the end of the show, like in the 9 o'clock hour, were so amazing that coming up next, we want to replay that call, because hopefully that can help you, give you some hope if you're going through a difficult time right now, whether it be because of the shootings or whatever's going on in your life, right? Difficult times, not just connected to that shooting, but a lot of you may be going through difficult times right now, period. But definitely want you to hear Paige's message coming up next here on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
As we experience yet another mass shooting, especially here in our own backyard in Thousand Oaks, that just happened two nights ago. You sit there and you try to find answers. You try to ask why. And obviously, you know, I don't know if there is an answer. But what we can do is unite and grieve together, encourage each other, give each other hope. And we want to share with you something that happened towards the end of our show yesterday when we were opening up the phone lines for you to call in and vent and talk about the shooting that just happened in Thousand Oaks. And one of our listeners, her name is Paige, called in. Survivor from Route 91 mass shooting, and her words were amazing, And we just want to share that moment in case you missed it, because it was towards the end of the show. We're just going to play it in its entirety, and hopefully it can help you, give you hope with whatever you're going through right now. Paige from Thousand Oaks, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you so much for reaching out, Paige. We know you are a survivor of Route 91, the mass shooting that happened in Las Vegas. And here we are now in your hometown of Thousand Oaks at another country western event. Please let us know what's on your mind, what's on your heart this morning.
You know, it's just really unfortunate that it just keeps happening, and you never really think it's gonna happen to you, and then it happens, and then, you know, a little over a year later, it happens again. It's just, you know, we keep reliving it, but, you know, the country music community and the Thousand Oaks community, we're really strong, and we all come together, and, you know, I just think that hate doesn't get to win. It doesn't get to win. They, you know, all these people that are setting these things up and wreaking terror on our communities, you know, we're going to come together and we're going to fight and we're going to be stronger than, you know, that one knife that they pulled. And, you know, my prayers and thoughts just go out to all of our families and our friends and anybody that was there. And, you know, anybody needs anything, we're all here, and there's so much support and love for you guys. And, you know, it's just so sad that our community is going through it.
Again, I just texted my friends who were at Route 91 last year, just that I love them, because I know this can be such a hard day for you to see these news stories and to have it happen in your backyard and to relive some of your own traumas. And I don't have anything to say to any of my friends that survived it. Some of my best friends from college, but just I love you, man. Like, I know today waking up to that has got to be painful.
As someone who's gone through this before, what are your words of wisdom, and how, like, family members and just people of the community can help each other? Like, well, what would you say?
You know, hug your family, be around your family, be around your friends. There's a lot of support groups to go to. I know sometimes people are ashamed to admit that they're hurting or that, you know, they're still affected by it weeks and months later, but, you know, you take care of it. It's still something that, you know, you have to, you know, live through, and you have to, like, overcome, you know, those things that scare you and not wanting to be in crowds anymore and all that stuff. Just reach out for help. Reach out for, you know, everybody's here for you. You're not alone.
Paige, it's one thing for us to say, let's not allow hate, terror to rob us of our joy, to rob us of the opportunity to continue enjoying life and each other. It's one thing for us to say, because at least here in this room, none of us have experienced a mass shooting or being involved in one.
Right.
But hearing it from you, like, you went through this a year ago, it just gives me chills. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for giving us that encouragement and that hope for our community. So thank you so much for calling in and giving those words of hope.
Of course, guys. Always, you know.
Yeah, we love you. We're here for you. I mean, if we can offer anything in this platform, in this studio, it's to even our country music family, our friends, people that are part of our lives. Like, we're here for you for the tragedy. We're here for you for the support.
Yeah, and we're a family, and that's the thing. If anything, this is a time when we need to come together and be there for each other and talk about it and be as positive as we can.
So, Paige, again, thank you. We love you, and thank you for, again, your words of hope. And just to remind us to really enjoy our loved ones, mm-hmm. every moment of life, because the next moment's not guaranteed.
Right.
And we got to enjoy and love and respect each other no matter what. So thank you, Paige.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and I love you. Have a great day.
We absolutely love Paige as well. So amazing. Coming from a survivor to be able to speak those words. And just definitely wanted to share that with you guys this morning.
Yes, yeah, so just having that, you know, the foresight to see that, yes, it hurts. Yes, we're angry. Yes, some of us are afraid who haven't gone through something like this. Just vicariously experiencing it, seeing the footage on news outlets, wondering why that happened. We always have that need to know why something happened specifically. You know, we don't know. There may be no answer to why, but there are answers to how we can improve things and how we can keep supporting each other and not let these things really, really ruin what it is, the joys of being alive.
Absolutely. And what there is answers to is how to help, right? And we have two ways for you to help up on our social media right now, at 97.1 Amp Radio on Twitter and on our Instagram, okay? If you go to our Instagram, you go to stories, you're going to find two flyers they can just swipe up on, and they're going to take you directly to a link to donate money and another link to donate blood. Okay, so at 97.1 Amp Radio on Instagram and Twitter. And if anything good can come out of any difficult moment that our community goes through, is the fact of how united we are at this moment and looking out for each other. And that's a beautiful thing right there.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 8:06 in the morning. Woke up today, and as you have seen, it is a a mess in Ventura County, Northern LA County, with the fires that have come up and continue popping up. Traffic is a mess, especially for people trying to evacuate. We got one of our listeners online that's dealing with this right now. Good morning, Ari.
What's up, bud?
Good morning, Brian Douglas.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, bud.
What's going on, man?
Thank you guys for being with us. Ari is one of our listeners that reached out to us earlier this morning. He's trying to evacuate his mom from her home, and he's been going through a lot of traffic trouble to try to get her out of that area. He was stuck in around the Moore Park area at the Target right next to the 118. And on the line, we also have Brian Douglas from our sister station, 1070 KNX News, to speak more about different routes that our listeners can take if they're in that area, because a lot of road closures due to the fires.
What should we do? That area is not an easy area to navigate without fires, let alone with fires.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the 23 turns into the 118 there. It's a mess. Listen, Ari, I feel for you. We've been getting calls like this all morning. It is it's a sad situation with these fires. What you're going to have to do is, because the 101 is still shut down between Calabasas and Agoura Hills, so if you take the 23 south, you're just going to get stuck in Thousand Oaks. I don't know where you need to go to. But my advice, seriously, would be take the 118. You're going to have to take the 118, take it eastbound into the San Fernando Valley. You can use Topanga south back to the 101, or even take that over to the 405 and the 5. I think that's probably the best bet. I know it's way out of your way. Again, I don't know your final destination, but you don't want to go west of there, because you're going to see a lot of traffic, a lot of folks using the 118 down to Camarillo.
So we're heading to Valencia now, but let's pray to God that they don't pull us off the highway, because the 118 is a mess. I mean, there's cops everywhere, and I pray to God they just let me keep driving.
Yeah, so are you on the freeway portion of the 118 now? So let's say heading into Simi Valley?
No, going in that direction, yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
You know what, I'm looking at slowing there, and I'm looking, it looks like we may have a crash up ahead at Yosemite. Actually, we've got reports of a fire now at Yosemite off the 118. May run into that. It doesn't look like the freeway's closed, but it looks like you've got some slowing there as well. I know, these spot fires, they're popping up all over the place.
Everywhere, dude. I can't even get back to my area in West Hills, so that's why we just decided to go to the Embassy Suites in Valencia, where I got a room, and it's like, I pray to God I get there safely.
Brian, what would your recommendation be for people that are west of Thousand Oaks or in areas that could potentially be evacuated? Is there a recommendation that if you can evacuate, even if you haven't been ordered to maybe look to doing that right now?
Absolutely. You know, the 101 northbound's open out of Newbury Park into Camarillo. Take that. Head to Camarillo. Head up to Oxnard, Ventura, any of those locations.
North,
And I think that's probably your best bet because you don't want to go east of that. Just again, the 101's closed between Agoura Hills and Calabasas. I think that's going to be the case for a good portion of the day as well, guys.
Brian, thank you so much.
Oh,
I know how
it.
Busy you guys are at 1070 KNX News right now. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to help out one of our listeners, Ari, and honestly, anybody else who's listening that's living in that area this morning.
Anytime. All right. Hey, best of luck, buddy. Man, I feel for you. Best of luck.
Thanks, dude. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Ari, we love you, bro.
What's up? Love
listen,
you, Edgar.
Man, we're with you. Anything else you need, reach out to us. I feel for you, bro, especially being there for your mom, bro. You're doing the right thing. You're an amazing son, and it sounds like, at least for now, you're slowly, but you're heading out towards the right direction. Hopefully you get to Valencia safely, hermano, and just be able to chill out in that hotel with mom.
All right, bro. God bless you. Love you, Edgar. Talk to you soon, bro.
Love you too, man. Bye. This is unreal, guys. So, reminder, guys, evacuations for the Woolsey Fire, which is northwest of San Fernando Valley between Chatsworth and Simi Valley. You got Malibu now being evacuated. And then just recently, a brush fire is burning on the hillside behind the LA Zoo in a Griffith Park area.
Man, and if you are in any of these routes that are safe to evacuate, the 101, if you get on the 118, if you get on the 126 up towards Santa Clarita, it's going to take time. There's a lot of people on those roads. I know it's easy for us to say, maintain your sanity, but that's why we're here, to hang out with you. You can call to us and vent. Don't yell at people in traffic.
Right.
Call in here and you can yell at us in the studio all you want to, but just take your time. You know, be safe. Let's give each other safe distances to follow. A little car wreck on any of those evacuation routes is not going to help anything. So
yeah, we have information for you for evacuation centers as well up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Anything else we can do for you, just reach out, call or text 877-971 hit.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
And now's the time more than ever that we get to band together and help out those that are in need, especially suffering within the last 48 hours, especially in Thousand Oaks, where we have the borderline shooting and now fires all throughout that area. And we're here just to provide ways for you to reach out, because I think the most frustrating things about watching the news and hearing all these terrible things happening, if you're outside of that area, is how do I help?
Yeah.
Right. Like, you want to do something so bad, you know? So here it is. It's very simple for you. You can donate money. We have posted the link on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. You go to the story, you swipe up, and it sends you straight to the link that has been put up by the fund, set up by the Ventura County Community Foundation. And they've also coordinated with the city of Thousand Oaks to help those that have been affected by the borderline shooting in Thousand Oaks. And also, you can donate blood. This is so important, especially when a mass shooting happens, because they try to spread them out to different hospitals and whatnot, but there's always shortages of blood. You hear this all the time in hospitals and platelets and so on and so forth. So it's very important for you to donate blood. That information is also on our Instagram and Twitter at 97.1 Amp Radio.
I mean, right now it's kind of an interesting, you know, we had the crisis management mode yesterday, and today is all about, okay, supporting those who are hurting and also looking at, you know, motivating ourselves to say, hey, let's not let that happen in our communities anymore, you know? Like, we took a call yesterday from someone who said they were angry, and I told them, yeah, be angry. It's okay to be angry. Yeah. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay to be those feelings. We're human beings, and it happened in our backyard. But don't forget that feeling, you know? Like, it, you know, to bring it back, we just had elections on Tuesday. You know, this may be an issue that you want to look into to help, you know, help craft the people and the leaders and the policies that you want, that you think that can help make our neighborhood safer. Now, I don't have the answers. I'd be ridiculous to sit here and say I do. But what I do know is that if we forget about these things that happen to us, that make us angry, that make us hurt, nothing is going to be improved.
And I think the last thing that we want to be is and we all know that person, right? That person that just complains about this whole situation, just sits there pointing fingers. It's gun control, or it's this,
mental
or
it's, health, that, it's that.
Or listen, it could very well be all those things. We're not saying it's not. At the same time, what are you doing right now to help those in need?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. So don't just sit around complaining and posting stuff on social media. How about you go to at 97.1 Amp Radio, since you're already complaining on social media, swipe up on our stories, and let's donate and help those in need, both blood and money, all right? At 97.1 Amp Radio, we're in this together. Our phone lines are open for you. You can text, call in. We're here. 877-971-HIT.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
8:42 right now. If you're looking for evacuation centers in the Ventura County area, especially with all the fires going on right now, please visit our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, Instagram and Twitter. We have info there for you. If you're looking at ways to help out the people that have been affected by the shooting in Thousand Oaks, please go to our Instagram. We have ways for you to donate blood and donate money as well at 97.1 Amp Radio. And we're aware of the very difficult 48 hours that our community has been through lately. And we've been talking about it yesterday and today. And we want to share with you on how you can help. Because now it's moving on to like, okay, what can we do to help?
Support.
Yeah. But also, you know what? Every once in a while, especially right now, man, you kind of just need to reset the button on your brain a little bit. And being caught up on this news can make you feel a certain way as well. And just talk about some nonsense. And Chelsea is ready to talk about
the
some
queen
nonsense.
Of nonsense.
Here it comes.
Hey, thanks. I'll take.
Bring some nonsense. Just laugh about something ridiculous out there, you know?
Brian, I'll take that as a compliment. The queen of nonsense. Sure. Well, you know what, you guys?
Hashtag that.
I'm a little worried about my job right now.
Oh, great. Here we go.
To be quite honest. So get this. China has debuted an artificial intelligence news anchor.
Oh, no.
Yep. And his name is English AI Anchor.
That's a sexy ass name, by the way.
He was designed to be able to deliver the news 24 hours a day, which is insane.
Oh, no, that's a lot.
And he was designed to simulate human voice, facial expressions, and even gestures, you guys. And it looks so incredibly real. It's pretty creepy.
Now I'm thinking, because he can go 24/7. He doesn't need to take a break, because it's just like basically he is a teleprompter inside his brain, and he's just reading news. I'm thinking now, what's the reporter's name for CNN? Acosta?
Oh, Jim Acosta. Yeah.
I wonder if he's an AI.
Jim Acosta.
Jim Acosta, because he's relentless. He does not stop asking questions to Trump. Like, no matter what, he just keeps going.
No, yeah, he's yelling questions as Trump's leaving the room.
I saw a meme yesterday. It had Jim Acosta asking questions to Trump as Trump is leaving in Air Force One, and he's just yelling at the plane, sir, I have one more question for you.
Just to follow up, Mr. President.
So, does he sound pretty good?
Literally, yes. We'll play some audio, and you guys be the judge.
This is a 24/7 anchor.
Yes.
All right.
Hello, you are watching English news program.
I'm AI News anchor in Beijing. Panama's participation in the ongoing China International Import Expo is showing its potential as a port of entry for China into Latin America.
So basically talking about taking over, right? Yeah. There. I don't know if you guys caught that.
He said it so easy breezy.
Yeah,
I know.
He's like, we're invading everything. But you're like, all right, cool. Sounds good.
Potential as a port of entry for China into Latin America. That's all for today's English news program. As an AI News anchor under development, I know there is a lot for me to improve. Thank you for being with us. Dude. Bye for now.
See, that's what's crazy about AI is that they're supposed to feel emotion.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just the music, but I feel, I want to call him or text him and be like, yo, you did pretty good for your first time, bro.
Edgar, don't be on his side. Come on, listen, you gotta have my back here.
He sounds sad.
That's all for today's English news program. Well, as an AI news anchor under development, I know there is a lot for me to improve. Thank you for being with us. Bye for now.
He could be a little more conversational. I will say he's self-aware, so that's the first step to improving. But I don't know.
Chelsea just piles on. I appreciate this guy's like humble honesty. He's like, listen, guys, I'm delivering the news, but I don't always get it perfect. So please, just bear with me. I'm going to learn with you. I kind of like this guy.
See, when I say stuff like that, you're just like, suck it up, Chelsea.
Walk it off.
Come on.
Queen of nonsense. Hurry up.
This guy, he's like, I've only been around for two days, guys. Please, you know, just hang in there with me.
Can you imagine that? We can't tell Billboard where I do red carpet hosting for. Can you imagine what, like, an artificial intelligence? What if they replace me?
What if they made it look just like you? So, like, the audience wouldn't notice. Like, Chelsea's still there, but maybe they just change one thing.
But if they did that, I feel like then they still have to, like, pay me a little bit, right?
Yeah, royalties. You're going to use my likeness and image.
They still have to figure that out.
You better pay, Chelsea.
It's going to look like Pirates of the Caribbean. When you see, like, Johnny Depp at the end of it, that's what the robot's going to look like.
At the ride at Disneyland?
The one thing that worries me, though, is that apparently the reason why they created this AI anchor is because it will reduce production costs and improve efficiency is what they're saying. That's their pitch. So I'm not that happy, but, you know.
Until the robots unionize.
Because that's going to happen. Because the whole concept of AI, artificial intelligence, that eventually they also learn emotion and feeling. And then there's going to be a day where we're going to hear, like, there's a human that wants to marry an AI robot.
Oh, gosh, that's totally going to happen.
And there's going to be a day that AIs are going to come out and say, like, yo, we want human rights.
Dude, we just reported a week ago on a woman from the UK who is trying to marry a ghost from Australia. Like, there's no...
She's pregnant, though, by
she got a baby ghost.
Look, at the dating life, the dating is already difficult. I can't imagine throwing in some AI people. What do you call it? AI people?
Robots? Artificial intelligent robots.
I'm sorry, Chelsea, I can't do it.
What if you could type in and tell him what to say to you? Like, you know, you could say everything you've always wanted to hear from a man.
That seems boring. I like a little bit of a fight, you know? I need a little fire in the relationship.
Yeah, you'd stomp all over that guy, by the way. He's like, just hang in there with me, Chelsea. This is my second date.
But you need to play this instrumental.
That's all for today's English news program. As an AI news anchor under development, I know there is a lot for me to improve. Thank you for being with us. Bye for now.
As an AMP radio host, I know that there are things I can improve on. So on that note, I'm going to wrap up the Chelsea Report.
How did you sound less genuine than a robot?
Hey, Brian!
That's an issue.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
In less than 3 minutes, we got 4 tickets for you to go to Six Flags Holiday in the Park opening night. So it's going to be very VIP style just for you, all right? So stay tuned for that. Brian's going to Atlanta this weekend. His girlfriend lives out there, so he's being a good boyfriend. I bet there are some girls listening right now. They're like, my boyfriend won't even hop on the 5 freeway for like 3 miles to come see me.
That's
like,
right.
Here's this guy flying to Atlanta.
Like, he broke up with me because I lived on the north side of the 101, man.
I lived on the other side of the 110. Come on.
Yeah, for you guys being long distance, you guys are so good about seeing each other.
Yeah.
Like every other weekend, basically.
We've made that. That is a commitment that we made when I was, you know, debating on moving out here again. It was like, she's been so supportive, so it's the least I can do. Granted, sometimes the plane tickets are a little pricey.
Oh, yeah.
Could we get a little bit of a hookup delta?
Yeah.
But no.
When Jen and I were dating long distance, she was in San Francisco, I was in Dallas. That's what helped us get through those moments like when I would drop her off at the airport, she would come visit for the weekend. We always knew when she was going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was never like, bye, and then we don't know when. It was always like, all right, we'll see you in 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever, and booked ahead to get better deals. But I don't know. It's kind of... To be honest, it's kind of exciting.
It is exciting.
Because, like, whether you're picking them up at the airport or she's picking you up or whatever that may be, it's exciting, man. It's like that weekend of, like, I got to do it all right here.
I'm always that annoying person at the airport, too, on Fridays. I'm like, oh, and on vacation. People are like, where are you going? I'm like, back to Atlanta. I'm just going home to my house. this weekend, though, is going to be interesting for me. I have been in a battle with my homeowners association, HOA, since I bought the house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Quick little backstory. I bought the house, a townhouse in a cool neighborhood up by where the Atlanta Braves play. And it's, I really like it. It's quiet. The house reminds me of my grandmother, my Irish grandmother. Like, it's cobblestone on the front and, like, the banisters on the, you know, dark hardwoods and stuff. Just really, I fell in love with it when I walked in. And I don't have a yard to take care of. It's great.
Amen to that.
So, like, 3 weeks after moving in, I get a notice saying that the front of my house is the wrong color. And I'm like, well, hold up. I just bought this joint, and I didn't get out a paintbrush, so this must have been pre-existing.
Yeah.
Long story short, I got into a beef with the homeowners association because they basically tried to scam me into paying $2,500 to paint the front of my house.
Where does the president of the HOA live?
President lives right next door to me.
There's no running from him.
No. And he hates me. He dings me. He set up a security camera to catch every time Jessica, my girlfriend, would let our dog Leo, the golden doodle, off the leash behind the house.
Yeah.
And there's a fence. It's not fenced in on the sides, but there's a fence on the back. Just to run up and down a little bit, he'd take a picture of it, and he'd find me $25. Dude is mad extra, right?
Is he vintage?
He's just on the north side of vintage old guy. So, but here's what happened. So one day I got confronted by his wife because I got annoyed by this camera and I was like, oh, there's the camera. I'm walking my dog on a leash and I flipped the bird to the security camera.
Oh my gosh, Brian.
Hey man, I wanted to let them know I don't appreciate your surveillance of me.
Because that will solve everything.
You know what? It was probably a bad choice. His wife came out in the street and she confronted me. She told me I didn't look like, she told me I looked like a little too thuggish to own in the neighborhood. And I was like, yo.
Okay.
In one sense, I was kind of proud of myself because I'm like, yo, finally, someone is respecting my thuggishness. This is amazing.
Street cred from the vintage lady next door.
So here's where it gets tricky. So that day I decided, you know what, man? I'm going to throw a block party in my neighborhood. My neighborhood never has fun stuff going on. I'm throwing a block party fundraiser. I'm going to raise money for my brother Patrick, who's going through chemo for colon cancer right now. I'm proud of him. I want to raise money.
Yeah.
He's doing a documentary about it. I'm throwing a... On the Facebook event, it said, like, it's going to be comedy, chaos, music, fundraising, and also ... pissing off the old people in my neighborhood.
... being thuggish.
Yeah, that's how you do thuggish with those ... So, I then decided, like, oh, I don't want to have it in my neighborhood. Too many people are going to come. My brother can't travel till March. So I changed on the Facebook event, March, brewery in Atlanta. My brother can travel again. Let's have a We Beat Cancer party, not in November. The party was supposed to be Saturday.
Tomorrow.
But I figured no big deal. I switched the date. Who cares? I didn't think any from the HOA saw it. Little did I know, they follow me on Facebook.
Wow.
So I'm not kidding. I'm going to read to you an official document I got regarding a party that they think is happening tomorrow. It says, finally, Mr. Moot, the board has been made aware that you plan on holding a fundraiser / block party / music fest / comedy show. No dots.
Okay.
They're not that gangster.
I didn't know what they said.
On the driveway connected to your townhome. As the driveway is association property, the party would increase potential liability for the association. The association is demanding that you cease and desist any plans to hold a party on the driveway and or any portion of the association property. Well, little do they know, that's not even the plan anyway. But
so tomorrow, they're going to be on the lookout. They're expecting this epic party going down.
And my girlfriend is so funny. She was like, I'm like, yeah, you know, I think it's going to be funny. I think it's going to be interesting to see, like, they're going to stay home. The president, for sure, of the HOA, he hates me. He's going to be there peering through his blinds. He's going to have security cameras set up everywhere. Yeah. And she goes, you know what we should do? Let's tie, like, 50 balloons to the railing on the townhouse. And I was like, that'd be hilarious.
Yes.
So then, like, do that tomorrow morning so that I just waste their entire Saturday. They think there's going to be some sort of party at my
like
house.
Like, you're prepping.
Exactly. And here's the funny part. It's her idea. And I'm like, babe, you know that I'm only there a couple weekends a month. Like, this is going to be your problem to deal with if old Presidente is across the street with his lawn chair and his binoculars and his clipboard ready to write us up. So that is going down on Saturday.
Oh, dude, please set up those balloons and maybe some tables. Just like, but nobody show up.
Yes.
Just to see what happens.
Just a barbecue in the driveway and coolers.
Just you and your girlfriend.
Party for two.
And then invite them over,
bro. Like some family kid, like kids come over to hang out so they can't like get mad at, like, you know, like a kid, little kid party.
Have a clown.
Like, yeah.
You should find out if they have any like grandchildren, invite their grandchildren to your party.
Yes.
That would be amazing. So we'll be on high alert on Saturday. I'll keep you guys updated, but definitely they do not want me to have comedy show / music festival / block party / fundraisers.
Dot, piss off the old people.
That's right. Monday we'll find out how that goes. It's going to be great.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Definitely a challenging morning happening for our SoCal community. We're here for you guys. And just a heads up, if you still don't know about this, evacuation is going down in the area between Camarillo and Newberry Park with the Hill Fire. Obviously, also, we have the Woolsey Fire, which is northwest of San Fernando Valley between Chatsworth and Simi Valley. And just throughout the morning, Malibu is also being evacuated along the PCH Highway. And what was it, like around 8:15 or so? They also saw that there's a brush fire burning on the hillside behind the LA Zoo in the Griffith Park area. So these fires are not going to get any better. If you're in an area where it's not mandatory to evacuate yet and you're thinking about it, just do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there are winds that are gusting in between 40 to 50 miles an hour, and they're going to be this way till about 12 or 1 p.m. today. What is that? That's basically just fuel for that fire to travel extremely fast. So please don't take any chances.
And right now, the CHP is reporting that the 101 north into out of Ventura County is open both directions. So if you are in Moor Park, Thousand Oaks, and you're on the north side of where the fire is, you can get out to Oxnard, those areas. You can actually wrap around on the 126 to Santa Clarita if you need to get out. They're saying that the 101 south is still closed south of the area of Moor Park, Thousand Oaks, where there is closures. But there you have more options to get around. There was a real bottleneck right around Thousand Oaks because those roads, they aren't straight. Thousand Oaks is a real windy, hilly area. So keep going. They said keep going east, keep going north, away from the fire if you need to evacuate.
Yeah, and we have information also about shelters and evacuation centers up on our social media right now at 97.1 AMP Radio. That's on Instagram and Twitter.
97.1
AMP Radio.
We've been through a very challenging last 48 hours here within our commuter in Southern California. And we want to end today's show and this week with a very inspirational, very powerful, hope-filled message that we got from one of our listeners in regards to everything we've been going through, specifically the mass shooting that happened in Thousand Oaks. Her name is Paige. She's from Thousand Oaks and is actually a survivor of the Route 91 mass shooting that happened in Las Vegas about a year ago. And I just want to leave you, this is the dopest moment because she has some dope words, some amazing words for all of us to listen to, especially her being a survivor. It's one thing us trying to encourage each other
support,
and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Help process these things.
But she's a survivor
of been
a mass shooting
it.
And she's still hopeful. She's still giving out hope and love. So I definitely want to share this with you guys this morning.
I just think that hate doesn't get to win. It doesn't get to win. You know, all these people that are setting these things up and wreaking terror on our communities, you know, we're going to come together and we're going to fight and we're going to be stronger than that one night that they pulled. And my prayers and thoughts just go out to all of our families and anybody that was there. And, you know, hug your family, be around your family, be around your friends. And there's a lot of support groups to go to. I know sometimes people are ashamed to admit that they're hurting or that, you know, they're still affected by it weeks and months later. But take care of it. It's still something that, you know, you have to, you know, live through, and you have to, like, overcome, you know, those things that scare you, and just reach out for help. Reach out for, you know, everybody's here for you. You're not alone.
You're not alone.
That's right.
We're a community. We're going through this together, and now we're dealing with the fires, and we're going to go through that together and be here for you. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for being with us. If you go to our social media, there are plenty of links of ways you can help out. Also, the people that have been affected by the shooting, and which is donating blood and also donating money. Real easy on our Instagram. You go to our stories, you swipe up, and it sends you directly to those links at 97.1 AMP Radio. They're also up on Twitter at 97.1 AMP Radio.
And we'll be updating Instagram and our social medias all weekend with, you know, new, if there's more evacuations, right? If more closures happen or new places that you can donate blood and donate money to some of them. We'll keep you in the know for those things. We know we're not a news show, but we know that a lot of you who listen to our station all day long, you need to know what's going on if you follow us on social media. So we will work to make sure those things are updated as a resource for you to make it easy for you to help out your community when you have the time.
And be safe this weekend, you guys. You know, if you have some friends that are evacuating from those areas where there are fires, you know, make room for them in your house.
Yes. Lumber
you
party.
Know, come together. Yeah, definitely. We need to unite. That's 100% for sure, you know.
And we're definitely not a news show, but we're a very human show. And we see the pain that's happening in our community. We see the need in our community. And we've been blessed with this platform. And we want to use it for the good of our community, because we're going through it with you as well. We live here. We're from Southern California, and we're experiencing this with you. And just know that, like Paige said, you're not alone. So thank you for being with us. Yes, Ortiz, coming up next. Have a great weekend. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Love you guys.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.